It's so nice when one's mind is stimulated, isn't it? This in a spiritual way. Thank you. Oops.
Thank you very much for this really wonderful and thought-provoking. I don't think it's thought-stimulating is the word. Thought-stimulating. Class Maharaj, a reasonable concept of how the Lord is most attractive. And you have not spoken at depth about Radha and Krishna, but that's also that loving exchange between Radha and Krishna. Thank you very much. I will definitely listen to the. Have you recorded this, Gauri Hari? Oh God! So if devotees wish to hear this again, because there was a lot in it, and Maharaj always was very conscious about the time, so he did not expend every single thought. He left that for us. That recording is available. I wanted to talk about a need which a devotee has in his or her spiritual life, that is to find his way or her way, how to do that. And I will do this in a minute. I think we should make a little singing in between. Jai Radha Madhava, yes. Yeah.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Hiri Varadhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Hiri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Nita Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hari Bol, Hari
Bol,
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari
Yes, Komarvar, this is a very good idea. Maybe you would like to open a few windows, because I'm very hot. I hope you are not Vata. Very cool. Hare Krishna. I also want to ask, so Narananda, could you please just come for 1 second here? I need to ask you a secret question. I also noticed that we have many more guests in the Croatian language. Is Irena? Yes. Irena, it has increased, isn't it? I can really see. What I want to say is relatively brief, but I feel it might be better in this case because it has really become a crowd up there, that if you come here and we have a stop and go, can you maybe technically arrange that? Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha chunyavadi raskatyane satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Govaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes. First of all, I would like to express that I am very excited and moved to see or to be with all of you again. I always notice this when I stay a long time in away from the Balkans. I feel something is missing, and then I have to come back.
Često osjećam da kad duže vrijeme izbivam s balkanskog područja, da nešto nedostaje i onda se moram ponovno vratiti.
So this will be obviously my only chance to address all of you in entirety. I will also leave Zagreb on Tuesday, I think, Tuesday. And I would like to say something which is on my heart and which has a little, I would say, a very applied spirit to nature. What I want to say, something pragmatic, practical for your spiritual life.
Ali isto tako moja jedna prilika da vam se ovako obratim, budući da isto tako odlazim u utorak I želim bih nešto reći što je prilično primjenjivo, pragmatično, praktično za vaš život.
Since the last time when I visited, something very significant has happened in my life. My work on the Vedic way has become very, let me say, clear to me, and we have now an ocean of opportunities for service which will soon bring us all over the world, where our courses and our retreats are in high demand.
Rad na većom putu postao mi prilično jasan, dakle, u kojem smjeru trebamo ići. I prilike su neizmjerne i brojne i postoji velika potreba za tečajevima, za retritima diljem svijeta.
One day, as I was sitting in Gorabhavan at the lake in Berlin, where I work, I thought about all these opportunities. Just to give you an understanding, I'm invited to come to Brazil. Hundreds of devotees are waiting for a retreat. And the devotees in China also invite me like anything, so China was the last place on the earth which I wanted to go before I give up my body, so my last material desire is also going to be fulfilled. The courses are taking shape. I should be happy. I was thinking like this. But I was not happy. I was under tremendous stress. To finish my 5 books. And I was sitting on the table smoking with intensity. Yes, you are translating it very nicely. It was a very difficult situation. And I was there, you know, whenever the devotees came in and said, "You have to eat." I said, "No, I have no time to eat. Please don't disturb me." I should have been the most happy person in the universe, but I was suffering from the symptoms of mega stress. Then I decided to say, I can't do anything to help people if I'm doing it in great stress. I will just write something or make courses which increase their stress. How can I develop a life school when I am Mr. Misery? And then I said, why do I always am so intense? What's wrong with me? Why am I never happy? Even though everything is the best around me. So I put my notebook on the side and went to another lake. Deciding I have to solve this dilemma. So I sat at the lake, started to chant, and all of a sudden I had a Krishna conscious experience. First, I saw something which I have seen in Vrindavan. When you really chant and you are connected, then the animals are no longer afraid of you. So many animals came around me. It looked like in the biblical paradise.
I prvo što sam primijetio je ono što se znao događati u Vrindavanu, da kada mantrate na taj način povezano, da vas se životinje više ne boje, i tako su se oko mene okupile životinje i sve sličalo neku biblijsku priču.
And my heart became very soft. I said, this is so... The stress went away. And I looked at the lake before me. All of a sudden the lake changed. It looked as if the little waves were a million mirrors reflecting the light of the sun onto the bench where I was sitting.
Postali tisuće zrcala koje su odražavali odraz sunca prema klupi na kojoj sam sjedio.
As I looked at the other bank of the lake and the sun which was just setting in the western horizon, I profoundly felt that this world is breathing.
Pogledavši na drugu stranu jezera i vidjevši sunce koje je zalazilo na zapadnom horizontu, zapravo sam imao jedno duboko iskustvo kako ovaj svijet diše.
Just like I am breathing every minute of my life without noticing it.
Kao što ja, niti ne primjećujući, svaki trenutak svoga života dišem.
I began to understand that I'm really not the one who's breathing.
Počeo sam uviđati kako nisam ja taj koji diše.
Someone or something is breathing me.
Netko ili nešto diše mene.
You know, like when someone has an accident and he cannot breathe any longer, the first aid man will come and we will go...
Isto kao, recimo, ako se desi neka nesreća i osoba više ne može disati, onda će osoba koja pruža prvu pomoć dati umjetno disanje.
I could understand there is someone who does this to me and to the whole creation.
Svačeo se, počeo sam uviđati da postoji netko tko to čini meni i čitavoj kreaciji.
I began to meditate on the Bhagavad Gita where Krishna says, pranosmi, I am the prana going through all living beings.
Počeo sam meditirati na stih iz Bhagavad Gita gdje Krishna kaže pranosmi, ja sam prana koja prolazi kroz sva živa bića.
And then I began to understand.
I počeo sam shvaćati.
If I just connect with Krishna.
Povežem mi se samo s Krishna.
And Krishna's plan.
I Krishnin plan.
Then I'm in harmony.
I onda sam u skladu.
I'm so to say in the higher connection and moved by the Lord.
Možemo reći da sam u više povezanosti, da me pokreće Gospodin.
Hare Krishna. Sisi Gora Nitai Ki Jai, Sisi Rara Kunya Vyari Ki Jai. It became so clear to me that all misery comes when we are separated from Krishna's plan. I understood. Let me say, I don't want that the Lord breathes through me any longer. I could close my nose and my mouth. After some time, I would faint on the ground and fall from the bench. But then, if it's not yet my time, I would, even when I'm unconscious, again be breathed by the Lord.
No, ako mi još nije došlo vrijeme, čak i kad bi bio u nesvijesti, ponovno bi Gospodin prodisao kroz mene.
In other words, the Lord is there if you want him or not. But if you connect with him and follow his plan, everything is može. However, if you foolishly rebel and follow the old plan of the mind, misery and stress is the result.
No, ako se budalasto bunite i sedite planove vlastitoga uma, rezultat je toga da će se nam bijega i stres.
From this, the obvious conclusion is that in our lives we must be sure that we are following the plan of the Lord. You can do whatever you want and do so many plans and for your happiness this and that, but it is like closing the mouth and the nose and no more breathing.
Možete kovati razne planove za svoju sreću i svoj život, ali to je jednostavno nalik zatvaranju usta i nosa da spriječite disanje.
It's so much stress, Lalita Priya, to live like that.
Tako je stres živjeti na taj način.
It's so unsatisfying. And there is no love in the heart. Dry like a desert. And so full of stress. My dear devotees, my dear friends, and my dear skeptics. Yes, we have to include everyone. Connect! Don't disconnect. That is misery. What does it mean to connect? Well, there are two divine abilities in each human being with which he has to connect. One ability is called Dharma, the other is called Sanatan Dharma. Dharma is what you do according to the cosmic order in this world. Sanatan Dharma is what you do in relationship to the other world and the Lord in it. Dharma is something temporary. It is following the order while you live this present life. And Sanatana Dharma is, as the word says, something which is eternal. And to live a healthy life, which is spiritually conducive, you need these two, to know these two types of dharmas. A train needs to run on two tracks. Oh, let me say, but it's so difficult to know the dharma sometimes. Many devotees have asked me this. Where is my place? What should I do in my life? I'm not quite satisfied in whatever I do. I'm not sure really if this is what I should do. It's because we don't know these two types of dharma, our two types of dharmas. You know, we are still babies in our development. A baby doesn't know two very important things. It doesn't know how to walk. It doesn't know how to speak. Often a baby is miserable. It wants to move out of the little place where it's lying because he has passed some water and something else, you know. And the baby feels also miserable because he wants to talk. Today I met Vera, the little baby of Annette and Ivo, yes. And little Vera was there, trying to express himself. Vera wanted to say something, but he couldn't quite find the right words which we would understand. You know, often a baby is thirsty and he goes, And then the mother, with good intention, comes and puts some dry Leibniz cookies in his mouth. And the baby goes frustrated. He cannot talk. He cannot communicate, and that's frustrating. The baby suffers often because these two dormant potencies are not developed in him. In the same way, we as human beings often suffer because we don't know what we are supposed to do. And we also don't communicate well with God. At least it's not, maybe only a one-way street, not two ways. But I have good news. Both our Dharma and Sanatana Dharma is with us, only in a dormant state at hand. Just like our little Vira. In a dormant state, there is his walking ability and his talking ability. He will soon speak to us in English, French, and Croatian, minimum. He has the abilities, but they just must be brought out through practice. Each one of us, in the same way, has already divine abilities. We have a certain dharma, what we are supposed to do. And I'm speaking here on the human level. And we have a certain relationship with Krishna, a Sanatana Dharma, something eternal. We have our own purpose in life, which has developed over a long karmic history through our many incarnations. And we all have an eternal relationship with Krishna and our place in the kingdom of God. It only needs to be brought out. So, how to bring out your or become aware of your purpose in this life? And how to do it in a relationship with Krishna, become perfected there. How to discover your unique gift, which the whole creation is waiting for, that you do it. First of all, when you have discovered this, it's very good. I remember when I was going to school, I was trained in the best boys' school in Germany to become a manager. And I was totally miserable. I was not inspired. From morning till evening, I made plans how to blow up the school. Yeah, something to boycott this. Yes. Until one day, I was sitting again on a lake. Lakes are good places for me. My Dharma became clear to me. I prayed to God at that time. And a voice came in the heart which said, it's very clear what you should do in this life. Be inspired and inspire others. Punkt. I said something else. I asked something else. No further answer. But it was enough. I said, I will not do anything, things, any more things to which I'm not suited. I'm a simple person, I'm not meant to manage. I will follow my bliss. Something which makes me enthusiastic. Something which I can do. I will not punish myself any longer with this wrong conception of duty. I will do my duties in my real life. Not in my false life. And I decided to go to London and to meet Srila Prabhupada to learn from a spiritual master how to follow my Dharma. And when I was finally initiated, he wrote me a letter. He said, you are a very sincere boy. You will go back to Godhead in this lifetime. He wrote this to many. It doesn't mean... he was very positive always. And he said, you should spread the nectar of Krishna consciousness. It was a short letter, but it confirmed that voice which made me, follow my path. If you want to find your Dharma, you should find out in what you are good. You can take help with some good counselors, some good devotees who know how to find it. You could also find some help from astrology. And here comes a little advertisement. You must come to the courses of the Vedic Way, how to find your Dharma. We have already many pages for how to do this, a process. To make it simple, here is, I want to tell you a simple slogan. Follow what you are truly enthusiastic for. You might take a little risk. But you will discover the world of enthusiasm. And enthusiasm is the greatest strength which we have. It can make everything successful. Utsan! Then you just need to be a little perseverant and have a patient until the result comes. This is simple thing, but it's something, and speak with people you trust. How do you see me?
I porazgovarajte s ljudima kojima vjerujete. Pitajte ih kako vas doživljavaju.
And watch the great guru life. Where, when you do something, where you have, where is immediately success?
I gledajte isto tako, gdje vidite trenutni uspjeh kad nešto činite.
And this way you bring out where you're good in your dharma. You use your gifts. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about the second dharma, the eternal relationship. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave an example how to find out one Sanatana Dharma, which he took from Madhvacharya. He said, our eternal relationship with Krishna is there, but we don't know it. And he told a little analogy. The analogy was about a man whose parents had died while he was in a foreign country. And when he came home, this man, he was distressed because he knew his parents had a lot of wealth, but he just didn't know where they put it. They had died before they could tell him. This is an analogy. Radha and Krishna or Lord has deposited a treasure for us and we just don't know where to find it at the moment. So the man goes to an all-knowing astrologer and asks him, do you know my parents have left something? Where is it? I want to claim it. And his parents answer, the astrologer said, it's right under your house, it's not very far away, and you find it by going the path, by digging from the east. And he does it and finds his treasure. So, I want to tell you today something. You all have the eternal treasure, but some of us just don't know how to get to this treasure. It's right under our in our kitchen, so to say. There is a story of a man who lives in Krakow and has a dream that there is a treasure waiting for him under a bridge in Prague. So he goes to Prague, under the bridge, and wants to dig, but there's a soldier. And he doesn't want to find his treasure, and then the soldier says, no one may take treasure from here. So he puts on his tent and waits until the soldier is not there. After 1 week, the soldier says and said, old man, why are you always here? And the old man from Krakow, that's in Poland, tells him, I'm waiting until you are gone. I have to find my treasure. I said the soldier, can you explain a little bit? I won't obstruct you. And the old man from Krakow says, yes, I tell you, but I have anyways not so much, I'm quite old now. And he tells him, I had this dream that under this bridge my treasure is, but I didn't want to dig because you were there and I was thinking you might steal it from me. And the soldier starts to laugh. And he said, I had also a dream that my treasure is in Krakow, in the kitchen of an old man, right under the kitchen table. But I don't believe it. You are a fool. Don't follow your dreams. And tomorrow I'm going. And then after an hour or so, the next man, soldier, comes. Do what you think is wise to do. So the next morning the soldier goes, and our old man from Krakow begins to dig under the bridge. Ništa, nothing is there. But he has an idea. He goes back to Krakow, to his kitchen, starts to dig under the kitchen table, and there he finds so much gold. It was waiting for him. He just had to make a little detour. My dear devotees, friends, skeptics, your Sanatan Dharma is waiting for you. Right in your heart. You don't have to run very far. It's there. You just have to connect. Connect with Radha and Krishna in your heart. And that you will do through finding your voice. Maybe you hear Veerachandra screaming there. Not Veerachandra, Veera. Yeah. Little frustrated Veera. Cannot express what he wants to express. We are all little frustrated Veeras. We have not found our voice to talk with God. But the Lord has come to us. As Gauranga Mahaprabhu told us, sing my divine names. And by this process, your Sanatan Dharma will very, very nicely come out. Sanatan Dharma is waiting for all of us. Our eternal spiritual ability to connect with the Lord. It is made very simple in this age. Get together, or if there's no one who wants to sing with you, sing alone. Call your heart out to Krishna by chanting his names. Chant with the feeling of a relationship. I have something to do with you. And you will see that by this simple process, your eternal relationship with Krishna and your service will become manifest. You will learn how to speak with God. And the Lord will speak back to you. What's the use of spiritual life if you can't speak with God? What's the use if you don't hear any answers?
kakva korist ako ne čujete odgovore?
But you have to train your spiritual voice.
Ali morate trenirati svoj duhovni glas.
Your kirtan voice.
Svoj glas kirtana.
And your japa voice.
I glas džape.
In which you so that you learn how to articulate the feelings of your heart.
Da bi ste mogli izraziti osjećaj svoga srca.
Yes. And do you know what I have noticed in my life? I mean, it took me a long time to believe my spiritual master. I found out that if your connection with Krishna is there, your dharma, that is what you what you can do in this life with your body and your intelligence, becomes automatically clear.
Vaša dharma, ono što biste trebali činiti sa vašim tijelom i inteligencijom u ovom životu, automatski postaje jasno.
First things first.
Prve stvari dolaze na prvo mjesto.
Develop your voice first, and then you're walking. Develop, in other words, your kirtan voice, your life in kirtan and japa. And then from that sound, the physical life will follow, your physical dharma. Do you know that each one of us has a certain heartbeat? It's not just this dum 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 dum. It's very it has a big nuance. When you put on a machine, you will see that every one of us has his or her very individual heartbeat. It's like the fingerprint. My fingerprint is not like the fingerprint of Danudaswami. Or Pavle. Or Braj Kishore. It's only like Sachinandan Swami. In the same way, the heartbeat is also very individualistic. And it is a certain, you could say, almost like a melody. Now I will tell you something which will make you faint. There are experiments on this. Of the listen to this. It will make your heart spin, your head spin. Before the embryo in the mother's womb has a heart, he has a melody there. The melody of his heartbeat. It's the frequencies of vibration which are there before the physical organ, the heart, is there. The physical organ of the heart grows on the basis and on the fundament of this vibration. Does this sound familiar to you? In the beginning is sound, the most subtle of all forms. It's Nada Brahman, the spiritual Brahman. Yes. That's the first subtle energy which is carrying the creation and everything. Gross matter is developing on the basis of this vibration. So, if you find your vibration, your heartbeat, your melody in life, your dharma. On the spiritual level, your gross life, the condensed life in this metta will follow. Just like the physical heart follows the vibration, your life follows your kirtan. Therefore, this chanting the holy name is so important. You have a great chance, a great key to live the most successful life. Start with your Sanatana Dharma, your spiritual voice. Make it free from the disturbances of apparat. Make it clear, fine-tune it. So that it becomes the best of all prayers, which will reach the ears of God. And then your life will follow as a very blissful and ecstatic life. Our movement is called the Hare Krishna movement, not the thinking movement. Of course, philosophy is important. Chanting is more important. Our philosophy helps us to get to the chanting. This is what I wanted to tell you. It's not theoretical. It's practical. When I went through Atlanta, through the Atlanta airport, I went briefly through an exhibition of Martin Luther King. He was a very nice priest, and he met our Bhaktivedanta Maharaj and prophesied that this man will be very spiritually influential. And there was this one sentence of Martin Luther King. It said, "Today I have to do much, much more than an ordinary day, so let me pray more." I thought this could be, we could translate that into our Krishna conscious language. Today there are still so many things which are not clear to me. Let me chant more. Let me start with my Sanatana Dharma. And then find my other Dharma. Let me connect. That is what I saw on the bench at the lake. Everything is connected. We only need to connect. Everything is being breathed by the Lord. The animals are breathing. I'm breathing. The trees are breathing and becoming green in the spring. By the arrangement of Krishna. Very simple. Let me find my place in that arrangement. And let me get out of the prison of my mind. Hare Krishna. Simple message. But sometimes it takes long to realize it. I wish that the time for you to realize this will become short and shorter. that you will find your place in this world by finding a little bit more your place in relationship to Krishna. And in Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma, you know, is the chanting. So this is the process to do this. First the vibration. Then the heart. Actually, I have an idea, Gaurahari. Do we have this slideshow with us? Which
one
with that, the sound, the power of sound. No, not now. It is taking a little long, and everyone is hungry. Hare Krishna. When do we have? Next time I come to Zagreb, I will show it to you. I mean, you have to see this with the vibration of the heart. But you can already live this simple knowledge. Correct your vibration. Your japa and kirtan vibration. And then your life will be corrected. Because first the subtle, the spiritual things, and then the material things. First the soul, then the body. Hare Krishna. Srila, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. So, thank you, Amala Hari. Now, let me now see. We would be ready for the Gaur Aarti. So we will now all sing together for the pleasure of Gaur Nitai. Please also dance nicely if it is time to dance. Let's work on our vibration.